You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/PODKATZ13. Just go to Indeed.com/PODKATZ13 right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
When we started writing our thoughts down on paper, it opened up endless possibilities. Ideas could grow beyond the borders of the mind, and it changed the world. Somewhere along the way, we lost touch with paper, distracted by devices made for every purpose except for thinking and focus. On edge, waiting for the next notification. But what if new technology didn't pull us away from paper, but brought us closer to it? Listen. That's not paper. It's the sound of the new Remarkable Paper Pro, rewriting the future. A paper tablet with a true color ink display, gentle reading light, and unheard of tactility. With digital features for taking notes, thinking, and organizing, without any distractions. Paper is about to change the world again. Get your paper tablet at Remarkable.com today.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/PODKATZ13. Just go to Indeed.com/PODKATZ13 right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Wake up with God. Revelation 3 verse 20 invites us. Behold, I stand at the door and knock. If anyone hears my voice and opens the door, I will come into him and dine with him, and he with me. Have you ever felt like you're sleepwalking through life? It's like you're going through the motions, but not truly living or experiencing life at its fullest. It's time to wake up, my friends. And not just physically, but also spiritually. It's time to wake up with God. Today, I want to explore how we can wake up with God and experience the abundant life that He has in store for you. I am also going to pray a powerful prayer with you in the mighty name of Jesus. So watch until the end and open your hearts to receive the blessings of this prayer. My friends, imagine a child who's been given a brand new toy car. He's excited to play with it, but he doesn't realize that the car needs batteries to function. Without those batteries, the car is lifeless and unable to move on its own. In the same way, we need God's power in our lives to truly come alive and fulfill our purpose. As the scripture says in John 10, verse 10, the thief does not come except to steal and to kill and to destroy. I have come that they may have life and that they may have it more abundantly. So, let us seek to connect with God, our ultimate source of power and life, to truly awaken and live abundantly. Now, let us explore the power of seeking God first. My dear friends, the first step to waking up with God is to seek Him first thing in the morning. In the quiet moments of the morning, when the world is still and the heart is open, lies a golden opportunity to set the tone for the day. The first light of awareness is not just about waking up physically, but also about waking up spiritually. As the sun rises, dispelling the shadows of the night, so too does our connection with God dispel the shadows of doubt and fear that may linger within us. Waking up with God means inviting Him into the first thoughts of our day. Imagine the difference it makes when, instead of reaching for your phones to check messages or emails, you seek God in prayer, read the scriptures, or you connect with God through one of our daily Jesus devotionals. My friends, when we prioritize spending time with God before anything else, we set the tone for our entire day. We invite His presence, His wisdom, and His guidance into our lives. Think about the prophet Daniel. Even when he was facing persecution and the threat of being thrown into the lion's den, he still made prayer a priority. As it says in Daniel 6, verse 10, "Now when Daniel knew that the writing was signed, he went home, and in his upper room, with his windows open toward Jerusalem, he knelt down on his knees 3 times that day and prayed and gave thanks before his God, as was his custom since early days." Daniel's commitment to seeking God first thing in the morning gave him the strength and courage to face whatever challenges came his way. And the same can be true for us. When we wake up with God, we arm ourselves with the spiritual resources that we need to navigate the ups and downs of life. But seeking God first isn't always easy. It requires discipline and sacrifice. It means saying no to the snooze button and yes to spending time in God's presence. It means putting aside our own desires and agendas to listen for His still, small voice. Understand that the rewards of seeking God first are immeasurable. As Jesus promised in Matthew 6, verses 33, "But seek first the kingdom of God and His righteousness, and all these things shall be added to you." When we make God our top priority, He takes care of everything else. It's that simple. So how can we practically seek God first in the morning? One way is to establish a consistent morning routine that includes prayer, Bible reading, and worship. It doesn't have to be long or complicated. Even just a few minutes of focused time with God can make a huge difference in our day. Another way to seek God first is to surrender our plans and expectations to Him. Before we even get out of bed, we can pray, we can give God thanks, and ask Him to lead us. When we seek God first, we open ourselves up.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job post seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/PODKATZ13. Just go to Indeed.com/PODKATZ13 right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
You've done it again, finance teams. You closed the books and it went fine. Sure, some expenses were missing receipts, but that's fine. Stayed late to process invoices by hand. It's all fine. But don't you deserve better than fine? With Ramp, expenses are submitted with a text, invoices are coded automatically, and everything is connected to your accounting system so you can close the books without all the busy work. Switch your business to ramp.com and love finance again.
When we started writing our thoughts down on paper, it opened up endless possibilities. Ideas could grow beyond the borders of the mind, and it changed the world. Somewhere along the way, we lost touch with paper, distracted by devices made for every purpose except for thinking and focus. On edge, waiting for the next notification. But what if new technology didn't pull us away from paper, but brought us closer to it? Listen. That's not paper. It's the sound of the new Remarkable Paper Pro, rewriting the future. A paper tablet with a true color ink display, gentle reading light, and unheard of tactility. With digital features for taking notes, thinking, and organizing, without any distractions. Paper is about to change the world again. Get your paper tablet at Remarkable.com today.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job post seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/PODKATZ13. Just go to Indeed.com/PODKATZ13 right now. And support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
To his transformative power, he begins to change us from the inside out, renewing our minds and aligning our hearts with his. We start to see the world through his eyes and respond to situations with his wisdom and grace. But remember, seeking God first isn't a one-time event. It's a daily choice, a continuous journey of drawing closer to him. And the more we seek him, the more we find him. As Jeremiah 29, verse 13, promises, "And you will seek me and find me when you search for me with all your heart." My friends, I encourage you to make seeking God first a priority in your life. Wake up with him each morning and watch how he transforms your life, your relationships, and your purpose. Let us now explore the importance of renewing our minds each morning. My dear friends, once we've committed to seeking God first in the morning, the next step is to let him renew our minds. So often, we start our days with a rush of negative thoughts and worries. We replay past mistakes, stress about future uncertainties, and fill our minds with self-doubt and fear. But when we wake up with God, he invites us to exchange those toxic thoughts for his truth and peace. The Apostle Paul understood the importance of renewing our minds. In Romans 12, verses 2, he wrote, "And do not be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind, that you may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God." When we allow God to renew our minds, we break free from the patterns of this world and align ourselves with his perfect will. But renewing our minds isn't a passive process. It requires active participation and intentional effort. We have to choose to meditate on God's word, to fill our thoughts with his promises and truth. As Philippians 4, verse 8 instructs us, "Finally, brethren, whatever things are true, whatever things are noble, whatever things are just, whatever things are pure, whatever things are lovely, whatever things are of good report, if there is any virtue, and if there is anything praiseworthy, meditate on these things." When we wake up with God and renew our minds with his truth, It transforms the way we approach our day. Instead of starting with anxiety and stress, we start with peace and purpose. We don't have to be tossed around by our emotions or circumstances, because our minds are anchored in God's unchanging love and faithfulness. One practical way to renew our minds in the morning is to read and meditate on a specific Bible verse or passage. We can write it down, memorize it, and carry it with us throughout the day. Whenever negative thoughts or worries arise, we can combat them with the truth of God's Word. Another way to renew our minds is to practice gratitude. When we wake up with God, we can start our day by thanking Him for His blessings and provision. We can choose to focus on what we have rather than what we lack and cultivate a heart of contentment and joy. Renewing our minds also involves guarding what we allow into our thoughts. We live in a world that's constantly bombarding us with messages and images that can pollute our minds and hearts. But as Proverbs 4, verse 23 warns, "Keep your heart with all diligence, for out of it spring the issues of life." When we wake up with God, we can ask Him to help us filter out the negative influences and fill our minds with what is pure and praiseworthy. My friends, renewing our minds is a daily choice and a lifelong journey. But as we commit to waking up with God and filling our thoughts with His truth, He will transform us from the inside out. As 2 Corinthians 3, verse 18 promises, "But we all, with unveiled face, beholding as in a mirror the glory of the Lord, are being transformed into the same image from glory to glory, just as by the Spirit of the Lord." My friends, let us renew our minds each morning, replace our worries with His peace, and to fill our thoughts with His truth and love. And let us now turn our attention to the blessing of living in God's presence. My dear friends, when we wake up with God and renew our minds with His truth, we open ourselves up to the greatest blessing of all, living in His presence. God doesn't just want to be a part of our mornings. He wants to be a part of every moment of our lives. He invites us to abide in Him, to make our home in His love and grace. Jesus modeled this abiding presence with His Father. In John 15, verses 4 to 5, He said, "Abide in Me, and I in you. As the branch cannot bear fruit of itself unless it abides in the vine, neither can you unless you abide in Me. I am the vine. You are the branches. He who abides in Me and I in him bears much fruit. For without Me, you can do nothing." My friends, when we abide in Christ, we tap into His life-giving power and we bear fruit that lasts. But abiding in God's presence isn't just about what we can get from Him. It's about the joy and fulfillment that comes from being in a deep, intimate relationship with our Creator. As Psalm 16, verse 11 declares, "You will show me the path of life. In your presence is fullness of joy. At your right hand are pleasures forevermore." When we make our home in God's presence, we experience a joy and satisfaction that the world can never provide. Living in God's presence also means inviting Him into every area of our lives. We don't have to compartmentalize our faith, keeping God in a Sunday morning or Saturday morning box. Instead, we can bring Him into our work, our relationships, our hobbies, and our struggles. We can ask for His wisdom, His strength, and His guidance in every situation we face. One way to cultivate God's presence throughout the day is to practice the discipline of prayer, as 1 Thessalonians 5, verse 17 instructs us, pray without ceasing. This doesn't mean we have to be on our knees 24/7, but it does mean developing a continual conversation with God. We can talk to Him in the car, in the shower, while we're doing dishes or mowing the lawn. We can share our joys, our fears, our dreams, and our doubts with Him, knowing that He is always listening and always loving us. Another way to live in God's presence is to look for Him in the everyday moments of life. We can train our eyes to see His beauty in a sunset, His provision in a meal, His comfort in a friend's hug. We can choose to give thanks in all circumstances, knowing that God is working all things together for our good and His glory. When we live in God's presence, we also become more attuned to His voice and His leading. We learn to discern His will for our lives and to obey His promptings, even when they don't make sense to the world around us. As Jesus said in John 10, verse 27, my sheep hear my voice, and I know them, and they follow me. My friends, living in God's presence is the ultimate goal of waking up with Him each morning. It's not just about starting our day off, right? But it's also about inviting Him into every moment and every decision. As we abide in Him, He abides in us, and we bear fruit that brings glory to His name. My dear friends, by waking up with God, it also helps us to discover and fulfill our God-given purpose. Each one of us was created with unique gifts, talents, and callings, and it is through our relationship with God that we can truly step into all that He has created us to be. When we wake up with God and seek Him first, we open ourselves up to divine revelation and guidance. Through prayer, scripture reading, and quiet reflection, we can begin to discern the specific ways that God is calling us to serve Him and impact the world around us. Psalm 37, verse 4, promises, delight yourself also in the Lord, and He shall give you the desires of your heart. As we delight in God and align our hearts with His, He plants within us desires that align with His purpose for our lives. Furthermore, waking up with God equips us with the strength, wisdom, and courage that we need to pursue our purpose, even in the face of challenges or opposition. When we start our day by filling ourselves with God's truth and presence, we are reminded that we do not labor in our own limited strength, but in the power of the Holy Spirit. Philippians 4, verse 13, reminds us, I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. With God's strength and guidance, we can overcome any obstacle and fulfill the purpose He has set before us. Waking up with God helps us maintain a proper perspective on our purpose. In a world that often prioritizes self-promotion and worldly success, it's easy to lose sight of what truly matters. But when we start each day in God's presence, we are reminded that our ultimate purpose is to glorify Him and advance His kingdom. As Colossians 3, verse 23 instructs, and whatever you do, do it heartily as to the Lord and not to men. Whether our purpose involves preaching to thousands or serving a single soul, we can find joy and fulfillment in knowing that we are doing it unto God. My dear friends, waking up with God isn't just a nice idea or a catchy phrase. It's an invitation to a transformed life, a life marked by joy, purpose, and intimacy with our Creator. It's an invitation to live life more abundantly. It helps us to discover who we are and why we're here, not just for our own sake, but for the sake of God's kingdom and glory. My friends, the rewards of waking up with God far outweigh the challenges. When you make Him your first priority, your source of truth, and your constant companion, you will experience a life that surpasses even your greatest expectations. This is not a life without challenges, but each challenge is met with divine strength and wisdom. As we commit to this daily renewal with God, let us remember that it is not a burden, but a blessing. It's a journey of becoming more like Him and less like the world. Each morning, as we rise to meet the new day, let it be a fresh commitment to walk in God's ways, to seek His face, and to cherish His presence above all else. Let us wake up with God and let our lives be a testament to His endless grace and love. So, I encourage you, each morning, set your alarm a few minutes earlier. Before you reach for your to-do list, instead reach for God's presence. Seek Him first. Renew your mind with His truth and invite Him into every moment of your day. Watch how He transforms you from the inside out and how He uses you to impact the world around you. Let us commit to waking up with God every single morning. Remember, when you wake up with God, you're not just starting your day. You're starting a journey of transformation and purpose. May He bless you and keep you, and may His face shine upon you always. Now, to all those within the sound of my voice, let us go to the Lord in prayer. I want you to pray this prayer with me so that you can have all the blessings of this prayer. Let us pray to our gracious and loving God. Heavenly Father, Almighty God, I come before You with a heart full of praise and thanksgiving. You are the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the end. You are the Creator of the heavens and the earth, the King of kings and the Lord of lords. Your name is above every name, and Your power is beyond measure. I am grateful that Your love endures forever, and Your mercies are new every morning. I praise You, Lord, for You are worthy of all glory and honor. Lord, I am thankful for all the blessings You have bestowed upon me and my loved ones. Thank You for the gift of life, for the air I breathe, and for the strength to face each day. Lord, thank You for Your constant presence in my life, for Your provisions, and for Your protection. Forgive me, Lord, for the times I have fallen short of Your glory, and cleanse me from all unrighteousness. Help me to forgive others as You have forgiven me, releasing all bitterness and resentment from my heart. Father, I pray for the discipline and the desire to seek You first, to renew my mind with Your truth and to abide in Your presence. Help me to prioritize time with You above all else and to align my thoughts and actions with Your perfect will. Lord, I surrender all to You. Show me what You want me to do and where You want me to go. Let Your will be done, not mine. I rebuke every spirit of laziness, procrastination, and distraction that would try to hinder my walk with You, and I bind them in the name of Jesus. Lord, I declare that, as I wake up with You, I will experience the abundant life that Jesus promised. In the name of Jesus, I declare that I will bear fruit that lasts. I will find joy in Your presence, and I will fulfill the purpose for which I was created. I claim victory over every obstacle and challenge that comes my way, knowing that You are always with me. If God is for me, who can be against me? Lord, I declare that I am healed by the stripes of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, I rebuke and bind any form of illness or disease attacking my body. I declare that I'm strong, healthy, and thriving under the shadow of the Almighty. I rebuke every attack of the enemy against my health, my finances, and my relationships, and I bind them in the name of Jesus. Father, I pray for your protection over my life and the lives of my loved ones. Surround us with your angels and shield us from every harm and danger. Bless us with your favor and grace and open doors of opportunity that no man can shut. I declare that no weapon formed against us shall prosper, and every tongue that rises against us in judgment shall be condemned. Lord, as I say this prayer, together with everyone listening, I am grateful for every heart that is opening before you right now. We come in agreement as we pray for each other, believing that you will move mightily in our lives. Help us to be a light in the darkness of this world. Lord, grant us the daily renewal of our minds and spirits, that we may always wake up with a sense of purpose and peace. Pour out your favor and grace upon us. Let your protection surround us and your spirit guide us. In the name of Jesus, we declare that love, joy, peace, and prosperity will be ours. As we walk in your ways, help us to reflect your glory and draw others to you. Fill us afresh with your Holy Spirit. Let your will be done on earth and in our lives as it is in heaven. For yours is the kingdom, the power, and the glory forevermore. Thank you, Lord, for hearing and answering my prayer. In the mighty name of Jesus, I pray, amen. If you were blessed by this message, type the word amen in the comment section below. I declare that all the blessings of this prayer are now upon you, in the name of Jesus. You can help us to reach more persons and spread the gospel. You can do this by sharing the video with a friend or family member who you know needs the blessing of this prayer, and by clicking the like button. Also remember to subscribe to the channel for more videos that will bless your heart and uplift your spirit. We appreciate all those who support us. You're blessed to be a blessing. Now, for those who are listening and you want to accept Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, I urge you to receive God's grace with an open and repentant heart. Start where you are. Your past doesn't matter. Jesus came to seek and to save those that are lost. God loves you. It is not God's will that anyone should perish, but for all to come to repentance. Say this simple salvation prayer for yourself. Dear Lord Jesus, I know that I am a sinner, and I ask for your forgiveness. I believe you died for my sins and rose from the dead. I turn from my sins and invite you to come into my heart and life. I want to trust and follow you as my Lord and Savior. Lord Jesus, hear my prayer, I pray. Thank you, Lord, for saving me. Amen. Now that you have prayed this prayer, you can ask a pastor to baptize you at a local church and make that decision public. Baptism is a symbol of that decision to follow Jesus. I then encourage you to have fellowship with other believers to learn more about your new life and to get to know more about God. Please feel free to leave your prayer request in the comments section so that we can present them before God for your blessings and victory. Also, we invite other believers on the YouTube platform and all over the world to join us and start praying for you right now. And we want you to know that even if you don't see a reply to your prayer request, it doesn't mean that you were not prayed for. Rest assured that we are actively lifting up each request to God that is in accordance with His will. We believe in the power of prayer to bring comfort, healing, and guidance in accordance with God's perfect plan. To God be all the glory. May the grace and peace of our Lord Jesus Christ be with you all.
Sally from finance loves fly fishing. She used to spend her weekend surrounded by receipts. Then she switched her company to Ramp. Now, spend is all under control, all in one place. Her team submits their expenses with a text, and she can close the books without all the busy work. So Sally's weekends are all her own, surrounded by fish, not receipts. Switch your business to ramp.com and love finance again.
When we started writing our thoughts down on paper, it opened up endless possibilities. Ideas could grow beyond the borders of the mind, and it changed the world. Somewhere along the way, we lost touch with paper, distracted by devices made for every purpose except for thinking and focus. On edge, waiting for the next notification. But what if new technology didn't pull us away from paper, but brought us closer to it? Listen. That's not paper. It's the sound of the new Remarkable Paper Pro, rewriting the future. A paper tablet with a true color ink display, gentle reading light, and unheard of tactility. With digital features for taking notes, thinking, and organizing, without any distractions. Paper is about to change the world again. Get your paper tablet at remarkable.com today.